Welcome to the Vermin Apple Podcast, recordings of live poetry from Dublin. July 2010, Jimmy Cummings.
Badgers, majestic and fierce. Especially the honey badger, YouTuber, deadly creature, deadly. I'm going to start by reading from this little book, Windmill and Flames, Tom Rayward's new collection, which contains all the old and new poems that were not in the collected poems released by Carcanet, I think, in 2005. It's particularly important because it contains Pleasant Butter from the 1970s, which at the time nobody could find. And it also contains Let Baby Fall, which I think was only produced in a set of 50, so for those interested. This is called Continued. They give it away with Pleasant Butter. Think, we rise to the top of the stairs before a harp shadow. They are playing play, DC to AC, who cares? My cheek itches, I scratch it with my forefinger, prompted by the next world. My thought is a mirror I thought, random is one of the laws, one of which is recognizing it. I hope to finish with another one of the Rayward's poems. I'm going to read this and hopefully I'll get through it all in 10 minutes. Not some all of this, but it's also up there, and I don't know, 2-3 euro or those kind of things if anyone wants it. Give all money to Vermin Apple and Kit Riot to put towards other readings of the like. It's called Warbler. Speaking from between remnants or something or other to follow, the moment to transform, to touch, to turn, to mark, lingering beyond of solitude, utterance, succumb in the midst of it all. Light and shadows containing visions evolving through linear constructs, stopping momentarily beyond expectations. Breathing is a function of the imagination. Motioning with dry lips, converging in tooth in the space between speech, forsaking the difference, restricting direct light through voice, an illusion through stillness, hand to face to page, stroke the indent beyond a fixed sense of turbulence. Evenly spread before dawn, before sleeping, to evening, to waking, a moment still in transit. Splice skin and eyes and all, trembling lips and voice and one, beyond screen, each new eclipse, beyond mouth and eyes, outputting internal dialogues, trapped in a kind of circle. Morphing with soft, supple splendor, directing line against the white porcelain, forming liquid on tender hooks and lips. Light folding, drifting through registers, through illuminations, through empty skyless rooms. Carved from palette, felt from roof and falling, gesturing to hold, the misspelt touch around flesh and fingers deep within skin, each strike with feverish eyes, rolling, touching, scattered through the city, splicing forward with backward glances, unable to obtain a momentary focus along landscapes. Bleeding as a form of movement, shifting each grain against the wind, the face reveals the transparency. Rivers morphing from end to beginning. Cleave through fresh flesh, arriving at a point of remembrance. Blinded touch, groping into memory, reconfiguring the sentence. Graft filament from lack of air, spiraling upward through a wisp of smoke or cloud, along fault lines or other instances of exposure. In the citadel, sky flocked above horizon, trace of teeth and vision and lips and memory and a piece formed in isolation, walking around a perfect surface, transgressing beyond the instant, placing hands in water, retracting inward through glass, taking roots to breath, blunted through speech and a leak capsizing in teeth, breaking beyond the moment through memory, as if motion itself was in question. Somehow, place and chaos divide the spoils, left reeling, limp and docile, recounting each one after the other out of sequence, yet surprisingly intact. Yearning beyond years, beyond thresholds, sitting curled in arms within loss. Closer to exile. Sky opening to show reflections of its own production and movement. Pacing. Anti-clockwise, with dogs in tow, converging en masse in a small park just outside the city. From object to desire in short bursts of winnowing swift beyond sight. mechanical structures producing sound or music or two notes at once, or visualizing the enemy from 2,430 meters away, all the while flying exactly 17 meters to the left of the destination. Precision is the origin of flight. Starting light with stone, peering from eye to eye, each movement an assault on silence. Babblers, shriekers, chatteteers, mobbing the left flank, observing character acquisition in relation to lift force. Only in song. Recounting history in order to encompass the present, setting sights in pairs of pairs, each one or each pair is fixed as not to get fatigued. Caught in an updraft, pluming as if lost, replicating movement inherent in air until all movement is motionless or dysfunctional. An anomaly in itself, a silent utterance or tell, mark. It is no surprise then. Imitation is the highest form of flattery. There is one who sounds unseen from a distance. From a distance, the world looks blue and green. Through vapor and slowing into silence, white eyes spotting imitation landscapes through mechanical means, training since birth to soar and sing during quiet moments, moving slowly enough as not to make a noise, joined, as always, in flight. I'm going to read some sort of newer poems and then go back to something a little older. This one I wrote, I was here at the Bergfest just before Christmas, and I had the pleasure of spending the day after that with the American poet Stephen Rutherford, and these two poems sort of came shortly afterwards, so both are for Stephen Rutherford. The features faded, every blue and yellow forced into the unprime, faces reflected in mirrored glass, out in the street it feels like Christmas. Again, a lot of my poems tend not to have titles, so if I move a page it generally means it's something new, or maybe not. Mm-hmm. Evenly below freezing, blue lights stretched out across an unimpressive sky. Memory above experience, trying to recreate our own impressions, perishables as decoration in shades of golden liquid. One, applying the singular, century, speaking translucent, soaking over time, I gouge head and eyes, tearing language from song. Two, memory solidified around rock and iron, rendering voice superseded by vision left senseless. Three, an assault between two mirrors facing into infinite recollections of one march or screamer. Again, no titles. Disabling rotary, the sky blowing through lost poems along streets cut to measure. The tone of your voice in print is smudged, each fault line a mark along the surface of my face angled outward. A column of memory exposed to the air, to the rain which falls, objects from the sky now overcast and grey, because today, turning outward, I take leave of my corpse. Diviners and fortune tellers who didn't see it coming, fibers knotted, coiled around speech, the difference between rope and twine, with breath I swallow a storm set against the sky. There are chasms with straight edges, questions sharp enough to cut air to ear. Read the view in the center where the lines intersect the words, that was nice, are set apart. Three green spires in the distance frame the city. From here, the view is the same, pump each page. Finding alignment along centrifugal fault lines, pump lips and plumps, breath. There was once a word for it, section A, or thereabouts, plumed. Section B, however, has yet to begin. Rotate head 180 degrees and walk backwards. Junction, life in bursts of 300 words. And the last of my own poems I'm going to read is this kind of longer piece. It takes a little bit of getting into. I read the first half of this, well, the only half that was written last year at the Soundlight Festival, which will be happening next week. So there's a program here. If anyone is brave enough to venture out of Dublin and come to Cork. I know it's the real capital. Don't be afraid. We are friendly. We have good stout. It's all good. But there is a program there. And I also, we also did a two two voice rendition of this at Burnfest last year at the open mic, but it's kind of longer now and simplified, or singular anyway. Simplicity, as if, / movement, as if, neo-industrial backwash. Turning, she said, my eyes fill with pus and blood, taking her sacred heart as a sign. History is more than just the story of man who wakes, sweating from roof to cranium to brain. Each section subjugated and subsumed. My birth goes midway into the journey of my DNA. This is, of course, owned. A moment of respawnation in the midst of flash. Beretta M107 of the L96A1. Flash! Every act is a contradiction, including this one. Every capital a state of fire, shattered as if ice or snow. In the next room, you were easily reversed, yet still in a state of restoration. In the next room, there is nothing. Projecting a history, the inability to remove time, breaking down each object centered around another object, in context. We move our heads from conception to the individual upon investigation. Coherence is irrelevant. 1. Bleary movements trace. 2. The eye feels loose in its own socket. 3. Decadence and deliverance, postnatal remembrance, abandoned tooth in mouth, dot, 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 pressing each key into infinity, dot, 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 slip your hands into my throat and never let go, consuming phosphorus waste, no time like the present, scratch a living through sounding hollows, flash, failure to install function around the point of your departure, flash, sifting salt and sand, flash, rotate 360 degrees, presenting a level of interest beyond all other levels, my mouth is my vessel, groping along the floor within normal registers, introduce deliverance, mon ami, introduce yourself, taking force, your mouth smeared with the smell of history, angling outward, every page soaked in muck water and rainbows, in dimensions, you said it was a form of domestic servitude, or death, or stillness, or better yet, a poem. Delicate as ever, branching towards pitch, sounding each echo further beyond the circle preventing enclosure. 4. Each line not directly related. 5. Transgress across maps and other signs of our times, smoothing the curvature in difference in diameter, replace function with fixed parameters, resulting in imaginary form. For the second time today, cognition fails, declaring an amnesty in retrospect, composed among clean sheets. The truth is even less complex. Absorption is a matter of fact, filling bathwater, and babies, sweet songs of freedom, move to delete. Once the correction has been made, therefore arriving in the order of back, left, heel and toe, translating easily around an impulse, wound around each finger, reminding the wearer which step is next. Unintentional drift from subject to object through tiny voices, my own breaking into laughter, absurdity in repetition, flash, eyes failing to see beyond itself, flash, and noise fill in the blanks, dot, 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 hereby and henceforth declaring the inaudible along with so much else, surging through skin, touch each crevice as if lost, so much more emancipation, retracting with every step, looking skyward in shades of movement, I produce a sense. 6. Lincoln was a line dancer. 7. Newport and Knickerbocker, the fruit broken and bursting, suffering in sweetness. How did we get from there to here? Flash, woot woot, flash, combining magnesium and aluminium. Flash, detaining the original, pristine conditioning, an image framed. Flash, your hand enters my lungs, first the right, then the left, moving across, inhaling the remainder. 8. The morning moves in silent circles, scoping across parallel lines. I wince and gag, pulling paper from limbs, ignoring incessant cries. 9. Opening parentheses in an attempt to subvert progress. Leaving it open until closing, an eye squaring solely as the pain from your fingers tear the fabric. This evening, stretching beyond rooftops and foliation, leveling off and draining fluid, barreling within a concave curve. Tearing away a fragment from a moment, stare to a single point of departure. It is morning or night, depending on the trajectory. A sentence, sleepless in its own right. I read this poem over, lowering all the cases. In a room, in the process of transformation. 10. Remaining silent would only break the repetition. 11. Words hard to find among so many. 12. The lights in a row, one by one, around the outside. The color green next to yellow. Your scrawl reminds me yet again. 13. 14. leaving the last one blank. The seed rooted conspiracy. I second the notion. I mean motion. No intention without movement. Fingering, forcing each key out of memory floats history. We have never had it so good. Flash. I declare the inaudible, waiting for it to resonate and respond. Flash. The noise of you staining the page is comforting. Reflections at night. It is already 10:30. In the middle of it all, it times out, depicting voice and fury and denying death. Flash. The war is over. The mountain is beyond. The final scene always leaves you wanting more or less. My mother told me if I was goody that she would buy me a rubber dolly. Anyone else know the rest of the song?
Someone told her.
This is Soldier.
And
then 369, Goose Drink Man, and so on and so forth. Great song. Anyway, strike with intention, dragging memories into dreams. Repetition is echo. Flash. Quoting from John Locke, Flash, get on your bike, she says, as if I had one, or any number of systems suitable for transportation. All levels reeling into numbness, percentages configuring memory, devices and outputs intruding upon voice. 15. The trees slowly turning over, awaiting winter. 16. The rain begins permeating my own shock, sliding from the left to the right side of my brain. The whistle, goes and I stop, trying to catch my breath and sight in a flash. Eyes looking downward in thought, lips closed, my own voice voiceless in contradiction. Hearing for the first time the coldness of your porcelain face. Looking up, countless lights and shades of yellow and white. Above two arches, every horizon is fictionalized, pacifying subversion. Haven't I seen this before? The door left ajar, the voice bemoaning other voices. Seeing pictures, bursts and adverts, where slogans speak to automatons. It is, are you, the antidote for civilization. Give me 20 minutes and I'll give you a poem, or at least a pair of taxes. Shoving adjectives down your throat, how much more can you take? 1 in 10 go mad, 1 in 5 cracks up. 17. Differentiating between participants, the self and the object. My list of things to do gets longer. I'm already writing about you, but this is not set in stone. Watching the love police makes me feel inadequate. Experience is conversational. Crowds of people gather outside, but there is nothing left to eat. I feign tiredness in real time, running up the wall, running up the hill, refuting claims made retrospectively. The principle of pleasure evaporates. My heart rate blinkered by my own lids. The world is now adjustable. And I finish with that. Another Tom Rayworth poem, because everyone should go and buy some Tom Rayworth and read it and do all those things. It's called Vague. Silver moon in a red world, running all day, rattling through dry forest. Pleasant butter is silver and gold. Never used up my energy, burned out the connections. I've got to know. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this Vermin Actful podcast. Viet Vern would like to thank all those involved in its production, especially, obviously, the poets, but also our kind hosts and the audience too. Our website, verminapfel.com, that's WURMIMAPFEL.com, has more information about the poets, additional podcast episodes, and forthcoming Verm events. Go look!